share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Sometimes, danger cannot be seen and you cannot predict from where it may come from. It may be lurking around the next corner, or it can even come from beneath your feet, which is why we wear shoes. But what about our loved ones who do not have shoes, such as our pets? Or our little children who sometimes prefer to go barefoot while playing outside? Netizen Hazel Chi took to her Facebook page to spread awareness of an unseen danger beneath our feet, after her parents' beloved pet dog had died. It turns out that sometimes, faulty underground wiring from streetlights can cause electricity to surge to the surface, posing a danger to anything or anyone who, by chance, are not wearing shoes on their feet. She wrote, PSA for pet owners, avoid walking your dog in the rain or after the rain has just stopped, if the ground is wet. If you're walking your dog and it suddenly starts jumping frantically and screaming, pull it away from where it is standing immediately. Dot quote. Last night, my parents' dog died suddenly during their usual evening walk in the Alam de May Recreation Park, in Cheras. As soon as he started hopping and shouting, he collapsed from cardiac arrest. They attempted CPR, but the success rate of CPR in pets is less than 5%. It turns out that the dog was jumping and screaming potentially due to the electricity coming from the ground. Photo for illustration purposes only. What happened? The lamppost nearby probably had faulty wiring underground, and electricity was leaking into the ground. To make things worse, it had just rained and the ground was wet. As soon as he stepped onto the affected area, he was gone. While us humans wear shoes with rubber soles, our pets do not have the same protection. We are heartbroken by what has happened, and a report will be made to the local council about the wiring. But, I hope that by sharing this, pet owners, and maybe even parents, can be more wary about such incidents, she explained, as parents should also keep an eye out for their children who prefer to play while barefooted. Hazel also informed that you should always contact Tanaga Nacional Berhad, TNB, to look into these potential, invisible threats. TNB was contacted to come check and they confirmed the large leakage area. Dot. But the park is owned by DBKL, so they need to get approval before starting the repair works. Meanwhile, if you know of somewhere with an electricity leakage, please contact TNB. Hazel shared with World of Buzz that TNB has since shut off the power in the area pending approval from DBKL to start the repair works. We genuinely hope that everyone remains safe and careful of such invisible threats, for just because you cannot see it, doesn't mean that it isn't there. What do you think about this? Share your thoughts in the comment section. Also read, angry typing man damages car after driver hit father and killed dog who were going for a walk. Source. Hazel Chi source. Perkhidmatan Electric and Mechanical source. Perino, 123 RF. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.